All right, so I'm gonna hit confirm. And here we are, Money Show. Which one is this, Roots? Money Show 7, Money Show 8? You guys barely fit in here.
I know, we're so tall, dude. I'm like, I think it's 7 or 8, I don't know. I know it's Money Show, and it's important because the Patreons are important.
All right, so I said we weren't going to talk about the game because it's Money Show, but I guess you do need to kind of know what we're doing here. We're infiltrating this building. There are enemies in here. We have to find like an explosive or something and disarm it. Something like that. I don't quite remember exactly what it was.
Oh God, my gun!
But my whole thing with this game before was...
Whoa!
I just
can't get my gun. I dropped it. Now it's gone.
It's right there. Oh. I see it. You're dropping all your shit. Oh
Well, even when I'm ducked down, I can't grab it.
I'll drop my gun.
I need magnet hands, bro. I need magnet hands, dude.
You're too tall. I told you.
No, but even when I'm...
Look, I dropped my shit and picked it right up.
I can't pick shit up, bro.
Yeah. I like the guns, man. The guns feel and sound good. And Sion will be happy to know that they have recoil. Here.
How come I can't pick up my gun? That is ridiculous,
because you're,
dude,
too tall. Something's wrong with your setup, dude. Your floor settings are messed up.
Well, you're surely picking up stuff easily.
I am.
No, I'm watching you try to pick up my gun, and can't.
It's because it's your gun, not mine.
Well, what else did you just drop? What's that other gun you're trying to pick up?
This one I just picked up, you mean?
Okay, but look, yeah, I'm... I don't know what... I mean, outside of quitting and coming back, I've calibrated my height like 6 times. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, it's your floor settings and your, like...
Use toggle grab for guns and items. Well, I know what's in my floor settings. I've done it. Oh, God, that's cool. This is so stupid, dude. Okay, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
I guess it's much of a breach if I can't get my gun.
All right, so let's leave the game. What I want you to do, I want you to completely leave SteamVR. I want you to go into your Oculus home and reset up your guardian boundary and set your floor height again. Because that's the problem here. Your floor height's fucked up. That's why you're 10 feet tall. That's why you can't reach your guns. Because your floor height's fucked up. Now, you might be able to do that in Steam. Or you might have to do it in Oculus. But that's the whole deal here. You're 8 foot tall. And you can't reach the ground. I could pick your stuff up for you, but it won't let me grab your stuff. Because it's yours. Oh, I did. Here.
All right, I'm leaving. I'm backing out. I'll be back.
All right.
I guess we might. We're probably gonna have to do this whole thing over. As far as getting back in the game.
Okay. Yeah. We'll just kill the game.
Interesting, though. I did that, though. I did. I reset my calibrated. I did all that, but I'll do it again. Sorry, Fiora. Man, I feel bad. We ditched her.
Well, she's not a subscriber, so.
That's right. If she was a Patreon, she'd be in here with us right now.
Absolutely. Which we might do this again with Patreons if we actually end up having fun with it. I like.
Yeah, actually, I was talking to Bridget right about that.
There's stuff to like about this, okay? The guns, they look and sound and feel good, especially for one of these blocky Minecraft-style art type deals. The game actually looks and plays pretty good. The thing is that the fucking AI are stupid.
And so do you think they'll fix that in the...
They may have already fixed it. They may have already fixed it. What I did last time, I played like 4 or 5 games, is I would just move around the outside of the compound here like this. I'd find a nice high spot where I could see in. And then I would start.
Picking, I like the sight.
I'd start to pick people off. Now,
The site's pretty cool.
Yeah. So this is already better, but the landscape isn't allowing me to shoot over the fences like it used to. I see it. It's over here.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I'll tell you what. Look at the wall with the barbed wire. It almost looks like the state capitol, the United States.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
I think I saw Nancy Pelosi in there.
Let's get her.
Oh, God, dude. Did you hear that?
Can you imagine if this was a public video, right?
Yeah. Somebody posted something on the Facebook about, they wanted to stab her in the brain or something, and now they're using that as saying that they were there to kill her.
All right, so I don't see any action on the perimeter here. Normally, there would be a dude on the roof, but there's like
nothing. I think Fiora took care of him already.
Possibly.
So we got to go in this way, right?
Yeah.
What's happening? I see shadows. Oh, it's from the rock. Okay. I thought maybe it was getting darker.
All right. So
they got the windows boarded.
We just want to move in slowly. Now the idea here, like the game that they sold people was you're using explosives and shit to breach these.
And
we do have, wall charges. We can make our own door if we want to, but I've never had to do that. All right, I'm going to put my rifle down and grab my pistol since we're going close range here.
Here we go. We're in. Here's the door.
All right.
Should I breach?
Drop my gun. So none of the doors are open now.
How do you start the charge?
Now, before, when I played, all the doors and windows were just open. Like, you could just go in.
Okay. Well, I just put a charge on that door, but I don't know how to blow it up.
So, literally, hold on here. Literally, every door and window is boarded up. Like, all of them.
Yeah.
So, did they just go in and board everything up?
I think they must have.
What are they doing in there? It must be the fucking government in there.
It must be, but I don't know how to breach this thing. I put it on the wall.
I've never actually used that thing before. Did you? All right. Is it red or green, the light on it?
It's green.
So you didn't arm it. Maybe you just have to get... Well, you did get the hell away from it.
Yeah, but I don't...
All right. So I put mine on there. Do I keep...
I shot it. That didn't do anything.
All right. So let's get away from it here. And
what's this? Did you drop something?
I don't think so. Did I?
I found it's a bolt or something. It's like rolling on the ground.
It looks like maybe...
I tried to pick it up. Wouldn't let me.
It's not letting me grab it either. I don't know what it is. It's just debris.
All right, what is it with the charges, man? I want to blow this shit up, dude.
It's not here.
Oh, God.
What'd you do?
No, the door just blew open.
Was it me or you?
Yours, but I don't know. Oh, there's people in there. I got both of them.
All right, nice. I pressed.
Oh, did you know you can jump? Pushing the joystick, right joystick?
Oh, there you go. No, I was pressing buttons. I wonder which one worked.
Oh, God. The X button. That's what blew mine up. We breached it. We did it. We did it, Wes. Okay. Well, oh, God, they're here.
They are.
I'm out of bullets. I'm out of bullets. How do I reload?
I don't know.
Oh, there we go.
Shit.
I don't know how to reload. Okay, there we go. I got it.
I'm so fucked because I don't know how to reload either. I'm dead.
You gotta pull. There's a little bag next to you. You push a button and then it drops it. But I don't know how to cock it. Like.
Now the game's broken. Like I'm in the floor. I died, and like, I'm flying away to go into heaven. Bye, Roots. I'm
Are
going
you
to
leaving?
heaven.
Oh, no, I am. You can't. I don't know how to reload.
All right, I'll come back down from heaven just to see what you're doing. Are you outside?
Dude,
do you see me in the sky? Like,
I don't.
I'm here. I can see you running around.
Okay, I can try. I can.
I'm coming to you.
I can.
All right, I'm with you now.
I can.
I'm inside your clip. My hand is on your clip you just dropped.
Okay, so I just put a new clip in, but I don't know how to like reload
this
it.
This is fucking hilarious.
When I push my button, it's not shooting, dude. Oh God, hey.
I can go anywhere now. I died, and now I can fly anywhere in this map, just by looking and pressing forward on the joystick.
I just want to know. Maybe it's. Okay, wait. There's got to be a way to cock this gun, man. Like, I put a clip in. It's new, but it's not firing.
It's not firing, so. I wish I was alive to figure it out for you, man.
Well, I'm going to handgun it. I got some ammo right here. I'm going to go avenge you, bro.
All right, I can tell you where they're at. Hold on a second.
Hey! Dude, those guys are...
Well, I gotta tell you, they're way smarter than they used to be.
Okay, I gotta get new gun. I gotta get new ammo. How do I reload this one?
They like to walk in place, like all of them.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I was able to reload this, just by recocking it.
There we go. Failure.
Okay, so we got to figure out how to reload, man. Like, that's kind of crucial.
Yeah, I agree with that. We should probably do that before we breach the compound.
Are we coming back? Oh, hey, we're here.
Now, these are procedural. So, like, infinite building layouts, supposedly. But for some reason, like, the outside always seems to be the same. All right, so let's figure this out. Fire, 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 fire. All right, now I'm out.
So hit your grab a new clip. There's got to be a way to reload to actually something to grab on here to.
So I've got the pistol figured out. You just
the pistol's fine.
Now this you're shooting me and it's hurting. By the way,
is it really?
Yeah.
Hey, don't. What are you doing? Don't hurt me.
See. All right.
Okay, so how do I? All
right, my thing's out. We hit X to drop the clip. Grab a new clip, and let's see here. Yeah, it's right where you think it would be, man. I don't know if you have the same gun as I do, but the thing's right here. This.
Yeah, I've been trying to grab. Oh, now it lets me do it. Okay. Wait, but it's not.
Did you pull it? Like physically pull it?
Yeah, watch. There we go. Okay. Yeah. All right, let's go. We got this. Although you almost killed me.
Yeah, I'm pretty close to dead myself.
All right, so let's go. We got this, bro. Now I can jump. Uh-oh. I'm going to breach this shit. We're breaching it, bro.
Let's breach
right
it.
Here. Ready?
Yeah.
Well, I don't need another breach. I just want my gun. Thank you. Okay. Procedural.
Yeah, this is already, I mean, even with the jank, this is already like 10 times better than it was last time I tried it.
When did you play it last?
When it first launched.
Okay.
Like when it first launched, like within days. Okay.
Watch out, I hear somebody. Hey, somebody's behind the, they're in there, they're in this straight ahead. Scared, Wes.
Got one down.
Hey, somebody's in there to the right. Oh, shit. He just got me.
All right, flanking.
I'm gonna go this way.
Got him down.
Dude, there's a lot of doorways here. Hey, somebody's getting me. I'm dead.
Are you dead? You can fly now, right?
I'm floating, yeah. I'm flying.
Anywhere you look, you can press forward and go. It's gaze-based, so Like, you can fly out of heaven, or you can come in the building with me.
Well, I see you.
I started to go to heaven, but then you needed help, so I came back for you.
Appreciate that.
But I'm going to continue to try to win, but we can still do Money Show and talk about our topics.
Oh, absolutely.
While I do this. So first thing I want to talk about is the thing that everybody's been talking about for some odd reason, this Oculus Quest 3. Now, for some reason, I can't begin to fathom why, this is news to people that Oculus is working on their next headset already. Roots, are you surprised that Facebook has already begun work on their next headset?
No, and the thing is the fact that it's been uttered, everybody's like assumes it's coming out like next week, right? I mean, I've already sold my Quest 2 because I got it. I mean, what's the point of keeping it?
Yeah, I've even seen news sites report that Quest 3 is coming now in 2021. He never said that, dude. He never said that. All he said was that they're working on the next hardware and that it would be the Quest 2 stuff would be forward compatible with it, the way the Quest 1 stuff is forward compatible now. That's all he said. He didn't say anything about time frame or features or anything. And people just took it and ran with it. Ah, bastard.
Did you die?
No. Not yet. I've killed a bunch of these dudes, though. One to the head's all it takes, Roots. And they're done. I still haven't found the explosive, though. I might need to go upstairs. Oh, somebody's coming down. Well, no, they're not. They're in the next room. Where you at? I hear you.
I don't see anybody.
I hear a bunch of dudes somewhere. Fuck, I'm dead. I don't even know where they came from. I just know that I got one in the back of the head.
Does it seem like the guys are harder to kill than they used to be?
Dude, it's... Yeah, I mean, I played this game like 5 times last time. And I played by myself. And I never lost. I never came close to losing. They barely even touched me.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Basically, what I would do is I would sit out here. There were no boarded up doors and windows. They could just come out. And they did. They just came out, and I picked them off right in the yard. And there might be 2 left in the building. I'd go in and kill them, and then I win. Over and over again. So this is already way better.
Well, that wasn't a good spot.
Now, I would like some way to see in a little bit and tell where these guys are at. So we could...
You can, right here.
Where we, so we could... Whoa, we just walked right on through that, huh?
Push it. The fuck out of the way, bro.
I still have a charge. This? If we know where the guys are at, I have a charge.
Oh, you can just push everything away, dude. Around, dude.
Yeah, it's destructible environments. It's shit's supposed to fly when you blow it up. But I couldn't believe just how the people ran with that Oculus Quest 3 story, like
and reputable people that usually don't, right?
Yeah,
like it makes you feel like they know something more than we don't.
It's like
something.
Obviously they would be working on their next headset. You don't make a headset overnight, bro. Obviously they're working on it. They're probably already working on 4. You know what I mean?
Well, they've got Half Dome out there somewhere.
Yeah, we saw 3 Half Domes. They've shown us 3 Half Domes, right? So that's confirmed, right? Half Dome 2021, 3 of them, all 3 of them coming this year, right? Yep.
Now, let me ask you this. Is there any part of you that believes that...
Why is this boarded up?
It's going to be a PC VR first / standalone? Because Mash Daddy said that, and... I don't know where he got that either
all wishful thinking. I don't think so. I think that we're going to see better PC integration going forward. Of course, we're going to see improvement on all fronts, and PC being one of those. And I do have a more optimistic view of the future of PC VR now when I'm seeing all the success that Steam VR is having, when I've seen how cheap the entry-level hardware is getting. I feel better about PC VR now and PC gaming in general than I did a year ago. With that said, I think that Oculus will roll with that, and I don't think they're ever going to do a standalone PC thing again. But I do think that they're going to support both platforms. I guess I got to put my gun away to blow that thing up.
You shouldn't have to. I don't think.
I didn't. X. It's not doing anything.
Whoa!
It's Y.
What oh, the God, fuck? What's happening?
Well, I don't know. I just blew up. Am I dead? I'm dead.
Did you?
What happened?
What? You're... Wes, no.
Something exploded.
I don't know.
Who's this guy laying on the ground over here?
That's you.
That's me? I'm ugly.
This is you right here. Yeah, your head's blopping around, dude.
Oh, don't leave me here.
Something weird is happening. I don't know what's happening. It's...
Right, I'm going to find the people and the bomb, and I'll tell you where they're at. Oh, that's okay. The reason it was boarded up, because this is the door going outside.
Oh. Okay.
Let's go upstairs.
I don't know.
All right.
Where is upstairs? Okay.
No, the upstairs is over here in the other building. Okay, there's dudes upstairs over here, or at least one.
Other building? There's two buildings?
Well, no, I mean, there's the other wing to the building.
I'm not seeing any going through there.
There's a charge on the ground. I bet that's what I... wait a minute. It says front toward... in. Yeah. There's a charge on the ground. I bet I walked into a fucking trap. What was that?
I just blew up a wall.
Oh, how'd you do that?
I don't know, but I'm not... I am not seeing...
You already used your explosives. How'd you blow up another wall?
I had a second one, I guess.
Okay, apparently. Yeah. I forgot you have a different charge out, a different loadout. All right, so I know where dudes are at. They're all over the second wing over here.
I can't go, but I don't know where the second wing is.
Walk through the door that I just blew open with my bomb, and you'll see a wing with a second floor on top of it, like a room on top of the building. And that's what I'm... All right, I'm with you now. Let's see here. Where is it at? Okay, you're right at... You're looking, like, to your left. No, not that one. This. This is where the people were at, in this other one here.
In here?
Yeah. Now, I don't know how you'll get in there without
That's
any
the thing.
Explosives.
I don't have a phone.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way into it unless there's a hallway or something.
What is that noise?
I don't hear it. You think this is an intentional feature, letting me fly around like this? All right, so obviously, right there, you can see where they connect that, man. You're going to have to go back in this door that we made and then go down that corridor.
There is no way to get through. Like, I can go down here. It dead ends.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Yeah, you're right.
Look at your head, dude. It's all bobbing around, bro.
Can you see me now?
I think we're gonna have to restart the level. Can I kill myself?
Probably. All right, I'm gonna sit down. You're gonna have to deal with Midget Wesley. I'm not standing up anymore.
I'm not either. I'm hoping there's some
The game's not the problem, Roots. It's us. We're the problem.
So. Oh, we're the problem. Yeah, of course. All right,
so I recalibrated, right. So now I'm a midget. But I should look
you
like
do
I'm standing
look like
up.
A midget. Okay. How about me? Do I look like I'm a midget? Here, let me
recalibrate.
You look
like you're squatting now. You look like you're on a squatty potty. Oh, my God, you look like a child.
Do I really?
Yeah, it's funny. What's up? What's Munchkin. Up, Munchkin Land.
Munchkin high head. Five. Okay, we got this. All right,
anyway. All right. Oculus Quest 3 obviously coming. I think it's coming next year. It'll be a moderate step up. I think that they have adopted the smartphone model, and we're going to get moderate steps. We're going to get new hardware all the time, but it's not going to be every year. And just because they mention it on an investor call doesn't mean that the time is now. Now, I could be wrong always, but I normally am not, so.
Here we go. Well, I trust your judgment. There's dudes right there. Somebody in there?
Yeah. I got him. Hold on. Down. See, this part's fun.
Hey!
Got another one down.
He dropped. There's a guy in here, and he's shooting me. I can't get to my ammo bag.
Just hide. I got you. Got him. Down.
I got him. No, just kidding. I didn't. Okay. Hey, what is this? Is this the thing?
It might be, actually. Let's see.
I don't know. Do we blow it up, or what are we supposed to
do? No, that's not it. There's a thing that you have to put a code into.
Okay.
And then when you put the code in, you have to defend for like a minute or something, or they come at you.
Oh, God, no. We're scared.
All right, let's drop your clip, and you can put a new one in. Always reload when you have a chance to reload. All right, and I'll keep my charge in case there's a building that we can't get into.
There's some stairs here? Do you want to go upstairs, or?
Sure. I'm sure there's dudes up there. Yep, there's a dude at the top.
Got him.
All right. Anyway, the next thing I wanted to talk to you about, I wanted to get your thoughts on this App Lab. Have you heard about App Lab?
I have not. I saw... somebody did a video, and I can't remember who it was. I saw on YouTube, and I don't.
All right.
It said App Lab, the amazing App Lab.
All right. So
2.0 or something.
App Lab, are you away from the charge, by the way?
I am.
All right. App Lab.
No, it's going outside.
Oh, fuck me. It is. You got another one, right? You have a secondary charge.
Yeah. Yeah, but where are we going to take it, though?
Well, we'll figure that out. I just thought we had game over because we didn't have any more charges.
I do not have another charge.
You don't? Let me see. What
I
do you
not.
Have. What's your secondary thing then?
I got a gun and that's it. I don't know.
You've dropped something then. I mean, when you have two items.
Maybe. I used one in the beginning. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you have. See how you
can
have.
Go back? Maybe,
you see how you
maybe
have,
we can go back.
Four holsters. When you look down, do you see four holsters?
I see two empty ones and then the right one. Yeah. And some bag or something. Ammo bag, I guess. Yeah. So let's go back down.
Let's go. We might be able to find it without needing any explosives. But App Lab is... remind me, by the way, when we between games for me to go back and change my loadout to have two charges. App Lab is the Oculus answer to SideQuest.
Okay.
It's the unofficial, it's the official unofficial app store for Oculus Quest.
Okay.
And the way it's going to work, it's actually cooler than we thought it was going to be because, I haven't used it yet, but my understanding of what this thing is it's just an app, and it'll advertise games and shit in it, and you click on the game that you're interested in, whether it's free or paid. It'll send you to the game's website, and then you can download the game from there or buy it or whatever. Now, the cool thing about it is what we weren't expecting is it's not going to be like a regular SideQuest app that goes into your unknown sources apps. It'll go into your real Oculus library. There will be real automated updates and everything with it, like you bought it from the Oculus store.
That's pretty cool.
Which is pretty cool. So here's the question. Obviously, they're trying pretty hard to make this thing a success by allowing these indie developers to have access to back-end Oculus services like that. But in order for this thing to be a success, right, they need some pretty big help from developers to put some real games on it that people want. Now, if you're a To the Top or a Touring Carts or somebody who couldn't get on the Oculus Quest store, I mean, here's your chance to get on there, but Do you do it? I mean, the shoe's on the other foot now, right? Oculus needs to the top now instead of vice versa. What do you do if you're these guys?
I guess it depends. I'd almost want to give Facebook the big middle finger.
That's a lot of money you're leaving on the table. You got to think, you can sell your game now right on the Oculus Quest. People don't have to sideload it. So all these like people who sideloading is just too much for them. And there's a lot of them out there now. Now these people can buy the games right there on the headset. And that's a pretty big market for them to walk away from. And like, whereas on SideQuest, To the Top, for example, couldn't use multiplayer because they didn't have access to like the Oculus stuff that you need for multiplayer. Now it's all good. Now they could do it. They could put the multiplayer back into the top and sell it right there on the headset. No sideloading required. That's a lot of money to walk away from to make a point, right?
Right. Well, it depends. Depends on if they've already got an answer or they've depends on what they've been doing. But yeah, I mean, it's their chance. I don't know. See, I'm in a weird boat because I don't want to play a bunch of free shit, and I don't want to buy games that aren't good enough to make it on the store.
Well, I think To the Top is a perfect example of why. Well, that's flawed thinking. I mean, obviously, To the Top's awesome. Just because they didn't put it on the store doesn't mean that it's not good enough to be on the store. You know,
No, but I have access to that game, and that's a rare. I think it's a rare game that's. Well, I don't know. We'll see. I haven't seen anything on SideQuest so far. And granted, I get it. It's different. It's a different store. It's a different. It's backed by Oculus. But when I look at SideQuest and I look at all that shit, it doesn't interest me.
How about this? All right. If you're going to judge a game's quality by whether or not it's on the official store or not, App Lab launched today, and the big draw was they have Crisis Brigade 1 and 2 on there now. I mean, that's not crap, is it?
No, it's just stuff I can get on PC VR.
I know it, but that's not the point. The point is that you can't use that as a judgment of quality, whether or not.
Well, no, but I'm saying for me personally, App Lab doesn't mean shit to me. I get it. It's going to be good.
Well, obviously, it don't mean
store,
you don't even have a Quest anymore. Obviously, it wouldn't mean shit.
Right, but even if I had the Quest too, I haven't been running to get sideloaded stuff, and so I don't know. I'm in a weird position right now as far as it's like I was saying about Stride. You know, if I wouldn't play it flat. If that game was flat, I wouldn't play it. So being in VR isn't going to make me want to play it. It needs to have the quality behind it as well.
I agree with that to an extent, but I disagree with the idea that a game would be the same in VR as it is flat. Putting certain games in VR absolutely would make them more compelling. Certain games, not every game, but certain games. The Stride specifically, I agree with because they promised. One, you know, a bunch of things, one of which I wanted, and the one thing that I wanted is the one thing they haven't put in there yet. So, yeah. I don't care about that. But with this App Lab, I haven't downloaded anything from SideQuest either, hardly anything. But most of that has to do with the fact that I don't want to fucking deal with sideloading stuff. But now I don't have to. Now I can just go right onto the fucking Quest and get this stuff. Without, just like I was buying it from the Quest store. So, like, I think that's kind of a big deal. And I think that there's going to be a lot of good games on there. Because Oculus has already shown that they're willing to turn down good games. And I think that there's other reasons that they're rejecting these games. I don't think it's quality based. I think that they're playing some inside baseball here. And, Anthony, did you watch me on VR365 the other day?
I did not.
I'm going to reset this. I'm going to reset this, by the way, because we're kind of at checkmate here. But Anthony brought up something the other day that sounded kind of weird to me. But now, seeing how they're doing this, it makes a little more sense, actually. And why don't we just kill each other? Because I don't know if I can reset this without having to make a new game. Motherfucker.
You have to kill yourself. I that was a good one.
But Anthony asked the question, why are all of these quest apps, there's like seemingly there's a lot of quest apps that have timed exclusivity on Quest that nobody mentions them as being exclusive to Quest. Like, you've noticed these games that are only on Quest for a little while and then they come out to the like everything else, but they never get announced as Quest exclusive. So his theory was is that they have some kind of deal with Oculus, some kind of unspoken deal to get placement on their store, premium ad space to sell their game, and in exchange they can only be on Quest for a little while, which I thought was kind of like conspiracy talk to me. But now seeing thinking about it in the context of this App Lab and how these great games kind of get cast aside, that really doesn't sound all that far-fetched to me anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it would make sense, you know. I mean, obviously you want to have incentives. It's good for the Quest to have stuff exclusive, right? Even if it's an unsaid deal.
Yeah. And that was kind of what I said to him. Is like, even if it is kind of an under the table thing, you can't really blame Oculus for wanting to have these kinds of deals. It's not really a shady thing, you know.
No.
I imagine if it's under the table, it's because the dev wants it to be under the table. Fuck!
These guys are a lot smarter than you were making it sound like, dude.
They've obviously updated this game a lot.
Yeah, as soon as I do have two of these things. I must have lost one last time because I'm dropping them all over the place.
We might need them.
But give it to me. Thank you.
No, I'm going to try out App Lab. I didn't come on here today to really give my impressions on the thing as a product, but I wanted to see what you thought about that weird position it puts these devs in.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
I mean, after they've been dicked over, now they're in the power position.
Well, and maybe they were holding some of these back for the specific reason, because they knew App Lab was coming and they were going to want to have some good stuff on it. I don't know.
I think that might be an explosive right there, Roots, on the ground. See that right there?
Where? Oh, yeah, that is. It's a claymore. That's what killed you that one time,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so I don't know where we're supposed to go.
Let's go back downstairs. But I'm going to try out the App Lab. I'm going to play that Ancient Dungeon. People say that's pretty good. And it's on there for free. So,
okay, let me ask you this. So they're obviously clearly doing something with App Lab. They're taking away side quests. They took it away,
well,
really.
Well, the way that I'm reading these articles, they've got side quests now set up as kind of a median. So you'll still go to SideQuest to browse all this shit, and instead of having like links to itch.io and stuff like it does now, it'll just link you to App Lab instead.
Well, because you know, so it's kind of I forgot what I was gonna say.
Now, I don't know what kind of how SideQuest is going to monetize through all this and what that's going to.
Well,
mean.
Somebody was telling me recently that. Actually, I saw in a video they were saying you weren't going to be able to do dev mode anymore. You weren't going to be able to do set up virtual desktop. They were saying, hey, you need to get it set up before the first or you're not going to be able to do it. Now, what does that mean?
Yeah, that is a good question because I can't really see Oculus. You think Oculus would allow virtual desktop to publish through App Lab? Because the Oculus Store version of a virtual desktop included the streaming stuff, and then Oculus made them take it out. because they couldn't guarantee the quality of it. Well, that's kind of what they say App Lab's for, right? These apps that they can't guarantee the quality of. So they might just let him put virtual desktop on App Lab. So you don't
That's
have to,
possible.
so you don't even have to sideload anymore, which I think is really, oh shit.
They don't want people getting in developer mode. That's kind of weird to have a
Watch out.
developer account, right?
You got him. He's down. Here's the bomb.
Oh, we did it. We did it.
We made it here. We made it this far. We didn't. Fuck, I'm dead.
Oh God. That's funny, dude.
All right.
We did it, and then you die.
All right, so.
Oh God. No, hey, I'm sorry, I'm
All
sorry.
right, he's going down the hall to the left.
I can't, I gotta get my ammo and I can't grab my ammo
All right,
thing.
I'm
That's
watching.
not
He's coming. He's
problem.
in the room behind you now.
Well,
No.
somebody made me get short and sit down, and now I can't grab my shit, dude.
All right, he's through the door to your right, two rooms
This one?
over. Yeah.
This one?
Two rooms over. Yep. See him over there? Well, no, I think this could potentially be good for side quests and everybody. Consumers,
I think it'll be good
Oculus.
in the long run, right? But do I, what do I do here?
Type in the number you see, bro.
I'm typing it too. It's not doing it.
Maybe you have to trigger it, or I don't know.
Oh, here we go.
All right, now you got to defend.
What? No! Scared West. Where are you, West? I need you. Hey!
I'm over your shoulder, bro.
Get me.
I'm looking for these dudes. I don't see them really, though.
I need to stand up, man. This is definitely not working sitting down anymore.
They're flanking you? Is that where they're coming from? Did we win?
I think we did it.
We did it. Now you have to get back on the truck. That's right. You have to get make it back to the truck.
Oh, what?
Yeah, you got to get out of here.
No. I don't know how to get out of here.
Do you still have a bomb?
Yeah.
Make a door.
Where's the outside wall, though?
That's the question. Probably
I'm
any one of
assuming.
these that have car any of these that have boarded up windows, that's probably an outside wall. No, apparently not. Oh, I've lost you. I don't even know where you're at anymore. I hear you.
I'm so scared and lost. I don't think there's anybody alive in
Oh
here
yeah,
anymore.
there's a guy upstairs. That's what I hear. He's up here walking in place. I heard your explosive.
I'm outside.
Yeah, I see you. You're floating.
Am I?
Yeah,
Oh yeah,
because
'cause I'm sitting down.
you stood up. Yeah. All right, where's the truck?
Okay.
Where's Mr. T in the van, man?
I don't know, dude. We need it all set up.
And we'll float up in the air.
Actually, it was usually wasn't Murdoch that was getting. No, I guess it wasn't. It was Mr. T and I. He was all fixing it up and shit. Murdoch always did the distraction.
Or I see it. I don't see you.
I don't see the truck. We're probably going around the wrong long way.
I'm gonna see if are you inside the wall or outside the wall?
I'm outside.
All right, so let me see if I can find you. I still don't see you yet.
I don't see any
You must be
truck,
on the
man.
complete opposite side then.
This is the fourth side I'm about to go around, so if it's not around this corner, I don't know where it's
Well,
at.
it's not parked beside the building. You have to walk down the bank.
Oh God, dude, I'm so screwed. Okay,
I'm trying to find you. I still don't see you. Okay, I see you.
go up to
So
the,
keep going the way
go to
you're
heaven.
going. Just keep going the way you're going and then go around to the right. And it'll be there. So you
But my point is, like, if they're, you know, like I said, they don't do the, you can't sign up for the developer mode. What is anymore right now? So how, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how they're going to allow people to, hook up wirelessly, like you said. I mean, through the app lab, but you're still going to have to, hideout, new compound, I guess, or hideout.
Either way. We can do a nighttime thing if you want. You can go nighttime with it as well.
That's true.
But yeah, it'll be interesting to see if there's certain things they don't allow on App Lab. It's going to be an interesting time. Am I back to life? I'm back to life!
You did it!
You saved me.
I did. Well, we won. We did it.
We did. Now it's going to be interesting to see how much replay, because that was fun. I mean, it's fun. It's challenging now, finally. And now it's all the fun. All of a sudden, it's fun.
Be nice to have more than two people, like a group of four.
Yeah.
Well, we couple Patreons, right?
Yep, a couple of patrons, exactly right. Boom. Who doesn't like to blow shit up?
Yeah.
All right. Entering the building on guard.
I'm going to take the left, you take the right.
Sounds good.
I don't see anybody.
So, yeah, we definitely live in interesting times in the VR world here, because we've got, you know, Valve.
That one?
Valve that's spouting off new numbers every day about how great Steam VR is doing, because they got 2 million people trying it now. And then,
but I thought they said that Gabe was going to read our mind.
Yeah, he's working on it. I think that's where his focus is at, to be quite honest.
Well, they want to do different stuff, right? That would be revolutionary if they had the first headset that could really use your mind to change things up.
He said that the tech is in a usable state as it is, but they're too afraid. It's advancing so fast that they're too afraid to make a commercial product out of it, because they're afraid of stopping the progress. Like, it would take time for them to make a product, and by the time they had something that they could sell to people, the technology would be way past it already.
Yeah.
So
right, I'm upstairs. So I haven't seen any.
Yeah, I'm just searching downstairs. So yeah, they're afraid to make a product right now for fear of slowing down. And that really should tell you a lot about the state of this tech.
How fast things are moving. Yeah.
So,
now, do you have any apprehensions of what Gabe's doing? Or are you like everybody else that's like, oh, you're paranoid, man?
Look, man, the stuff that they're doing right now doesn't really scare me or bother me. It's all it's all mind reading stuff. It's not the other way. Now, when they get to the part where they want you to plug in and let the computer take over your brain for a little while, now that's going to take some trust that I don't have currently. I think I've got contact. No, I don't know where.
Let me ask you this. Okay, when and if they were to be able to write on your mind and all that stuff, do you think there's any possibility that they would maybe lie? Like, you know what I mean? Do you think there's a possibility that we may be told, hey, yeah, no, it's only this, and we have no idea what else it's doing? Or if it is reading stuff, like, what is it reading? Where does that stop? And who controls what's stopping? You know what I mean?
Well, again, we've had this conversation before when it comes to privacy issues. Privacy's dead, bro. It's long gone.
It is dead, but do you really want to kick it up a notch, six or seven notches? You know what I mean? Like, at some point, it might not just be about the easy stuff that we're, or the little things. And, oh, God, what is this guy doing? He's all over the place, dude. What is happening? Dude, this dude was, like, laying down, bopping around, dodging my bullets. like in a weird way where he, I don't know what the hell that was, dude. He's dead. Okay.
Objective destroyed. Oh, you blew up the bomb.
Yeah, they, oh my God, there's 16 people in there. Jesus. Oh, I just locked up or something. Are you locking up?
It's because we're coming back to the thing.
I hope so.
You are, you not, you're not in the thing with me. Or, there you are.
I am now. Yeah.
But,
I don't know. I look at things is there's so many things going on, and you're right. There is no privacy anymore, but I just don't know that I want shit reading my mind. You know,
no, that's
like,
the cool thing. You don't have to have it. That's the cool thing. You don't have to have it. This stuff that they're using is just all, it's EEG, EKG. It's all medical equipment. It's stuff that's already being used in hospitals for other things. And if it's not, if it's something more nefarious, people are going to find that out, dude. You can't keep that a secret. And it's not a big grand conspiracy between Valve and everybody else. So like,
oh, this, we're already here,
dude. What a fucking pick.
Yeah.
And look at the fucking setup we've got to defend here, dude. We have no back door. Like, we have one door to defend.
Unless they breach.
Oh, shit. You're right. I'm going outside.
Oh, God. Die.
Oh, shit. Here they come. Fuck, I'm dead. There's six of them out here. There's six of them.
Yeah, that's what I saw before when they came in. They were around. That's exactly what it
was.
They're
chasing me now. So, like... I'm
he's
like,
coming in?
Oh, fuck.
Dude, he's doing that weird leg thing.
I'm in a dead
dude,
end.
Dude, how do you kill something like that, dude?
Did they give up? All right.
Dude, they are... what they do is they lay down... And they bop around like if you're. They're over here. You got to come in here quick.
I'm coming.
Are you dead?
I'm coming. No, I'm.
They like lay down and then they pop up. And they're like spinning around like.
Fuck, stop shooting me.
It is the weirdest thing I've ever seen, dude. Right on the corner? You got this, dude.
I'm trying, man.
He's the last one. Time is almost up. Fuse. We are.
Oh, got him down. Got him down. Got him down.
Gotta get to the truck,
dude. For fuck's sake! All right. So, was there something you wanted to show me?
Damn,
there's a lot of dead people in here. Good job.
Well, basically, like I said, they like you go to
you
shoot
dead?
Them, and they fall down, and they're like laying down, and then they pivot around in a circle, like leaning down and pop up and bop back down, like. I don't know what the fuck, man. Like, how does somebody do that?
Are you dead, Roots?
I am dead. Yeah.
I just found your body, and it's heartbreaking.
One of these people down here that you were talking about being dead is me.
My friend.
Yeah.
Your little backpack, little guy.
See, I don't even see my body.
All right, we have to escape. Enough mourning, Roots. We have to move on.
Gotta go on to the next one.
Survivors keep moving.
I guess we can go to the hideout and try a night run, huh?
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do a nighttime run, and then we'll call it an episode.
I mean, it's interesting time as far as what's going to happen, but it's, like you said, I don't have a quest too, so my interest in some of it is kind of... faded a little bit as far as what I can see, but it'll still be interesting to see.
All right, so I'm going to switch my primary item here to another wall charge. So I got two wall charges, pistol, and my rifle. Good to go. Alright, and then on the thing, we're going to go to procedural nighttime. Ba-boom. Confirm that.
But what you were saying, like, about like stride and stuff, which is very true, like... Some games you are going to be better in VR. I just feel like if you took Subway Surfer and said, okay, you're going to be doing Subway Surfer in VR, but it's not the same. It's not a mobile game. You're actually on the subway and you're jumping from train to train. And I would say big fucking deal. You know what I mean? Like, there's just some things that it doesn't matter if you put it in VR. Oh, it's just not going to make that much better.
For sure. You can't polish a turd, dude. For sure.
I just want gameplay. Like, I want that gameplay loop that you said in Godfall. There's a reason why you get addicted to it. It may be simple, but more developers need to bring that gameplay loop into VR.
That's a bad example. That's a bad example. That game is addictive, but I wouldn't call it fun. You know what I mean? It's just kind of something.
I've never played it, but for you to be able to sit for 4 hours and play a game, that's what AAA flat games do. Even if it's shit, it still engages you. That loop is what the grinding, constantly upgrading. There's apples something and
oranges.
To that.
Apples and oranges to me. I would take a mediocre VR game over that.
Well, and I've never played it, but I'm almost to the point where I don't want to play mediocre VR games anymore.
I would prefer it to a flat game. The only difference is that the VR experience is so overwhelming to the senses, it's not something I can do for a long period of time. Whereas a flat game, they could put you doing like something super, super repetitive and really just the beautiful visuals are enough to keep you doing it. To be quite honest, the 4K HDR is the best part of it, and it doesn't overwhelm you. Like 2 hours in VR, I gotta take the headset off.
I think there's something more to it. I think it's not just overwhelming of senses. I think the flicker rate, and the 90 hertz, and whatever's going on in the headset, it taxes you. It's draining.
It does. Fuck! I need to cock my gun back. Exactly. That's exactly my point. I enjoy the VR experience much more, but I can't. Fuck! I can't sustain in it like I can with a flat game. So that's what I meant the other day when I said I like playing flat games more to watching television than playing a VR game. It's a closer thing to me. All right, I'm getting a new clip because I have a feeling we're close. All these dudes. Either that, or it did seem like last time I played that, by the way, is that a live charge here? There you go, okay. By the way, how funny is it your charge is like bigger than your whole torso?
I know, it's like ridiculous.
But, I forgot what I was going to say now. It seems like last time I played this that it did get more difficult as I won more matches. So that might be what's going on here too. But, that's what I meant the other day when I said that really playing the flat games, I hear the bomb. It's close. Didn't really take away from my VR time. It took more away from my YouTube and TV watching time. Did you find it? You did find it. That's funny, dude. Like, I walked into a room and started talking to you, and it was an enemy.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That is funny. I think I'm safe back here.
Fuck, man.
Wait for them to come in the room and take them out as they come in to try to defuse it.
So, do we have a loophole here? Like, can't I just leave the building, and no matter what happens to you, we win?
If it doesn't get messed with, probably. One of us has to defend it,
That's how we won last time. Like, you got killed, but I was just outside.
I think we defused it.
Yep.
We did it. I'm coming back.
So we'll give our thoughts on the game itself on Virtual Show Wednesday, along with Death Horizon Reloaded. We've done a couple co-op games this week. We'll talk about them.
Oh, dude, see, this is what I'm talking about. This dude is doing weird stuff, like flopping around on the ground.
All right, I'm outside.
See if you go in there. Do we win without me being in there?
I don't know. I'm walking back in the kitchen. The little dude flopping around here.
Yeah, they're not too bright. They're just standing there.
Are there still enemies in here? Live.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of enemies.
All right, I'm going.
I'm
to
killing
the
them all, but they're not. They're not, just not. They're just kind of standing and walking around in the stairwell.
They're depressed because we defeated their bomb.
Dude, he's doing that thing where he pops down on the ground and then pops back up.
I'm coming. I'm close now.
He's dead. Oh my god, they're on the stairs.
Yeah, they are. Boom. You can't shoot him between the stairs. Well, you can. I shot him in the balls and it killed him.
Okay. So we gotta get out of here.
Gotta get out of here. Let's make a door.
Yeah. Let's double charge it.
I don't even know if that's an outside wall.
Oh, God. I hope so.
Oh, can nope. I move my charge? Can.
Oh.
Let's go through another wall. Bing.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
We did it.
We did
Boom,
it.
Boom, I die. I don't know if this is the right side, though. I don't think it is.
No, probably not. You'd think that the driver would have enough courtesy to come around and get us.
Yeah, what's he doing down there?
Oh,
he's
wait,
just
what
chilling.
Road did we come in on? Where's the road?
There is no road.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Back to the future. Exactly. It's back to the future, bro.
All right, man. So are we going to call it an episode now, or do we want to go
I
again?
Would say so. I don't know if there's too much more we can do in the game anyway.
No, I think we have a good idea what this is. And let me tell you, I'm so glad. It is, you know, without going too deep on it, it's way better than it was before. I'm so happy that we waited to play it because
yeah.
We would not have had this good of an experience before, I assure you.
I wonder if it scales up with more people, right?
I don't know. We can certainly give that a shot. I mean, because it's Viport, right?
Yeah, that's what I was talking to Radio Run about. Is he was saying it's on Viport now. And so let me ask you this. We brought up Stride. What do you think about the fact that they, because it hit me a little, I was a little pissed. I see them announcing the PlayStation VR version and I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, yeah. Where is this story campaign?
Yeah.
They promised.
They're still
now
promising
they're just,
it. They're still promising
well,
it.
Well,
PSVR without parole says that we'll have it by the end of the year, but fuck, man, we should have it now, you know?
Yeah, we should have had it on release, and, you know, and what have they been doing on PCVR this whole time? Nothing, right? I mean, I guess updating some things, right?
Well,
but
they,
I don't
they
know.
They added one game mode. Like, they gave us everything that they promised except for the campaign. Now, hopefully this means that the campaign is what we want it to be, right? Like, they could have given us a watered-down, half-ass piece of shit campaign. Maybe they have a quality standard that they're trying to hold themselves to, and that's why it's taking so long. You know, I mean,
if I'm being 100% honest, like, the entire game didn't really grab me to begin with. Like, some people love parkour running on roofs and stuff. So it's hard for me to be excited about it, but I'm sure it'll be good. But I was already a little negative on it to begin with, just because it doesn't seem like my type of game.
Well, see, that appeals but, to me. If they're shooting, if it was just running, I'd say, eh. But the fact that you're doing all this parkour shit with guns and enemies, that sounds great. I need a narrative to tie it all together for me.
Something to point
and
through.
There needs to be stuff in between it. It can't just be on the rooftops. Like, there needs to be stuff happening in the buildings. Now I got to escape. Now we're on the rooftops shooting dudes. You know
right.
what I mean? I don't want to just stay on the rooftops for the whole game. At that point, what's the point of even having a narrative if you're on the rooftop the whole time? It's got to be a stupid
yeah.
narrative.
True. You know, and that, so I guess the way I said, you know, Subway Surfer or whatever, because that's what I feel like it's a glorified Subway Surfer with shooting. And now that's me without trying it. But hopefully there'll be an amazing campaign. and I'll feel completely different about it.
Yeah, I'll try it. People like it. People that play it now like it, but I'm not going to try it till it has what I want in it. I'm going to wait for the final full experience. I'm going to pull an Alex here and say no to early access. We're going to wait for the full release.
Yeah, well, especially the campaign. You know, I've been doing some Attica campaign, working my way through that the last
Oh, by the
couple
way,
or
speaking of which, the Synth Riders guy wrote me an email thanking us for covering his game on the virtual show and thanking us for our feedback. And he's going to implement our suggestions into the game. So,
nice.
campaign coming up, some direction for new players coming up, more experiences coming up, all
You
this
know what,
stuff.
Mash Daddy told me that he spoke to them and he got a free copy of it, and they gave him 10 free keys to give away.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder about these devs, man, that just give their way game away to anybody that talks to them. That's kind of crazy. I mean, it's completely nice, but I mean, you're trying to make money, you know? Like
Well, he's got 40. It's because he's got that 45,000 person group for Facebook.
Oh,
So,
yeah, I forgot about
but
that.
yeah. So it's I wish we got 10 keys.
Yeah, I know, right? We got two, though. That's good enough.
Yeah.
And yeah, and you know, I
But
didn't have to ask for them. Like he found us and offered them to us, which was cool.
that's true. Yeah, that is true. That's true.
Anyway, I
But
think that's gonna wrap up the money show, whatever the hell number this is. I'll be sure that it's numbered correctly when I upload it. But cool, Roots. We need to do this more often.
yeah, absolutely. And Patreons, let us know what your thoughts are in on the video comments. What your thoughts are on everything we just talked about.
Yeah, for sure. And we're gonna kind of pick it up in a peripheral way on the virtual show. Obviously, we're not going to rehash the same conversation that we just had, but we're going to talk about this game. We're going to talk about Death Horizon Reloaded, which by now you should have seen the video up on the channel for that. And then I'm going to check out App Lab, and we'll give a few thoughts on it as well, and probably something else, probably one other game or something we'll talk about. And to TBD, maybe Vin, maybe we'll go in and check out the Vin updates and see what they look like.
They did they when did they update that? They up the new thing stuff that they were going to implement?
Yeah, the thing we were talking about on the show the other day, it was already implemented when we it was a
Oh
report.
yeah, well, I definitely say we should go in there then and check it out, just so that we can let people know. Hopefully, I'm hoping everything's option based,
Well,
but
the level redesigns are just level redesigns. Those are not option based. That's done. They redesign the levels.
no, I mean, like, oh, so there is no from a distance thing.
Well, the
They
ones,
can't
yeah,
wrangle.
well, there are certain parts, the parts that people had the most trouble with, those are gone.
That sucks.
It does. I think it's going to suck, but obviously we need to try it before we decide. So
That's true.
maybe it'll be better. I don't think it will, but maybe it will be.
It's just like everything else. It's like, oh, this is too hard for us, so let's dumb it down for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, it's been fun, man. We will do this again
Yeah.
soon. I don't know what we're gonna play next. We have a few of these that we can get into. So anyway, you guys want to play? Let us know. The game is available on Viaport Infinity, so we got room for two more. And I had enough fun in it to give it another shot with more people.
Yeah, I'd like to just see if it scales up and see what to do, right? I wish it seemed like the AI still has a little bit of improvement, but definitely, like you said, it's better than what you were
Fucking.
describing.
Yeah, I killed
So.
most of them outside before I even breached the walls. Like,
Wow.
that, I would literally go stand next to the rock, snipe people off, and the more would come outside and I'd snipe them. There was no boarded up windows and doors. Like, everything was open. and they would all just come outside, and it would leave like two or three people inside. I'd kill those, defuse the bomb, and then defend, which wasn't a problem. It was easy to defend. Get in the truck and go home. Never got killed once.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep. Anyway, thanks again, you guys, for being patrons. You guys are awesome, and we'll see you again real soon.
Yep. Absolutely.
Bye.